that's what I said, and we stand by it. The president must be retained. He has 2 tenures of 4 years each, making 8 years. This is constitutional for the people of the South South. So nobody can take the remainder of our 4 years of one term. So as long as that is constitutional, they must allow him to remain for the 8 years.
Are there any concerns that some Northerners are opposed to him running again in 2015?
We don't have any concern. They have the right to complain.
Some people have expressed concern about the growing threat of Boko Haram that is creating a lot of confusion. They are attacking a lot of Nigerians. What are your personal views about that?
This is a grand plan. It was a grand plan by the North. They said it after the election, that they will make the polity ungovernable. And they said it openly. Keita said it, former governor of Kaduna State, old Kaduna State. Chiroma said it, former minister, former governor of Central Bank.
So do you think this has become a struggle between the North and South about who rules Nigeria from 2015 or who becomes the next president?
For me, we are all on different political positions. They have their own position. We have our own position. So the stronger will win at the end of the day. And we know that we are stronger than them and we win.
What do you think the people of the Niger Delta can offer to Nigerians that will be beneficial to the country's stability, peace and progress and economic empowerment in the West Africa region?
We have been providing and feeding Nigeria all this while. With our resources. We provide the resources that keep Nigeria alive.
What do you think makes President Jonathan special to head Nigeria? Because a lot of people have criticized him for not being able to bring peace to Nigeria and ensure prosperity.
My brother, Boko Haram or insurgency did not start. All the insurgencies in northern Nigeria did not start during the time of Goodluck Jonathan. Yusuf Muhammad Yusuf, the leader of the Yusufia movement, they call Boko Haram, was killed during the time of Yar'Adua. So the issue of peace, thousands of people were killed. Video made rounds all over the world of extrajudicial killings, and nothing happened. So this crisis did not start during the time of Goodluck Jonathan. And not only that, they came out openly to say that they will make the polity ungovernable. They said it. The Northern elders said it. And after saying it, and this is what we are having, the consequences of what they said is what is before us. He who rides a tiger will either end up in the mouth, in the belly of the tiger, or will be bruised. That is if he's lucky to run away with his life. And that is what is happening. Because there are deterrents in other parts of the country, especially in the Niger Delta. They've not been able to come down. So they've carried out the activities within their enclave. So it is not the problem of Goodluck Jonathan. There are state governors, there are local government chairmen, and they control security votes. What are they doing with this security vote? When Maitasini crisis started in the north, more than 5,000 people were killed during the Maitasini crisis. Did they say that the people who were in government were incompetent?
You made a statement that the Niger Delta region will resume claim, or your group will resume claim to the resources in the Niger Delta, saying you are currently under sabbatical leave. What does that mean after President Jonathan is prevented? You will claim that. What does that mean?
Jonathan lives in 2019. The same thing will happen if somebody from the Southeast does not emerge as president. For another 8 years, we will take back our resources and we have the power to do so. And we are not going to be apologetic about it. We will do it and they will see it. We have done it before and we'll do it again and again.
Well, some people are saying you are beating...
They rule this country. Murtala Gowon handed over to Murtala Mohammed. There was an integrum of an intervention by a passenger for some period. Shagari took over. Tagari handed over to Buhari, Buhari handed over to Paramount Babangida, Paramount Babangida handed over to Apasha, Apasha handed over to Abdul Salam. Then there was another interruption, a passenger came again, and they handed over to Yaradua. Where in a federal country, one section of the country will have monopoly of power when they produce nothing, when they add no value, so they contribute nothing other than seizing political power. Those things are gone and gone forever. It is the time of the South and the people of the Southeast. If Jonathan Finney, the Southeast must rule. After the Southeast, the Christian Middle Belt will rule. That is it. And if they don't like it, whatever violence they bring, we will give it back to them. They are the ones that have initiated their violence. And the ones that have been bombing. They are the ones that have been killing. Are they going to tie our hands forever from killing or for retaliating?
Some people are saying your statement of claiming back the country's natural resources is basically signing or a war of words, and that will further destabilize the country. What do you say to that?
For every action, there must be an equal and opposite reaction. Why should it be the prerogative of one people to kill, the prerogative of one people to bomb, the prerogative of one people to arrogate of themselves rulership? Why should it be the prerogative of one people to say they are born to rule and we are born to be ruled? So whatever the things are, so be it.
What do you think will best move Nigeria forward, in your view?
The only way Nigeria can move forward is the convocation of a sovereign national conference. We sit down and we decide whether we want to live together. How can we live together in an atmosphere when some people say we are born to rule? And we are saying they are not born to rule. That it's a natural crisis. And this crisis can only be solved when there's mutual respect. And when we sit together, since they are too foolhardy to respect other people, then this will continue. And we are saying, without missing words, that Jonathan will rule for 8 years, whether they like it or not. He will rule for 8 years. After 8 years, the Southeast will rule. After the Southeast, the North, the Christian North Central will rule.
Alhaji, some people will say that will further create confusion. What do you say to that?
There was no confusion when Sagari handed over to Buhari, Buhari handed over to IBB, IBB handed over to Apasha, Apasha handed over to Abdul Salam. There was no confusion. So why should there be confusion? With good luck hand over to Kechiku, let us sit down in a sovereign national conference. Anybody, they are the ones who are saying we will not sit down. If they don't allow us to sit down, then they will bear the consequences of us not sitting.